Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Joining me on the phone line right now is Danae Hayes. She's performing this Friday over at The Signal. In fact, we have tickets that will be given away very, very soon, so keep listening for your opportunity to win. And Danae, you were telling us how you kind of got started. You ended up doing a viral video, 26 million views by a prank call. Was the plan to use that as kind of a stepping stone to get into comedy? Is this something that you always wanted to do? Was that really the main goal?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I ever had a clear plan of how I was going to do it, but yeah. Ever since I was about 8 years old, somebody told my mom that I was going to be a comedian one day when I grew up, and I asked her, I was like, what's a comedian? And she was like, somebody that gets paid to make people laugh. And I was like, oh, that's exactly what I want to do. But it wasn't until I was, you know, like 26, 27 years old where I started putting myself out there on social media. Mm-hmm. And that was really the gateway drug for me, is I was like, people love watching it through a phone screen. And so back in 2024, we decided to book some shows at a comedy club, and they did really, really well. And here we are, you know, 2 years later, and it's just been, I literally feel like every day I wake up, I'm just living my dream.
No, it's awesome. You have a great story. Yeah, massive social media following, especially on TikTok with 3.2 million. And that's just TikTok alone, not including YouTube and, of course, Instagram and just everything. And it's been really awesome to kind of watch you. And how is the Buck Wild tour? Let's jump into what we're going to see at The Signal. How is that going to be different than maybe what people have seen online of you? Is it more of a stand-up based? Are you still doing characters? How does that kind of work all into it when it comes to Buck Wild and the tour that you're doing that's going to be over at The Signal on Friday?
Yeah, you know, on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram, you really only get like 20 seconds mm-hmm. of kind of my humor, and then that's the end of the video. But with the Buck Wild tour, it's an hour long of stand-up. I did have characters in my set last year, but okay. I decided this year, like, you know what? I'm ready for this to just be a Danae Hayes show. So it is literally an hour of Southern storytelling and just, you know, a longer form of what you've seen of me on social media. And it's just, yeah, it's just, I feel like I get to bust my personality wide open because, you know, like when you're on TikTok, you really can only, you can only share so much. Otherwise they're swiping because we've just been ingrained to just only watch 10, 20, 30 second videos. So I've had a lot of people come up to me after my show and they're like, man, you have such a different color of who you are on stage versus what I imagined you on social media. So, it's a lot of Southern storytelling, and it's just a longer form of who I am.
Nice. Yeah, it gives you a chance to expand a little bit and kind of really get to know and explore topics probably a little bit deeper, I assume.
Absolutely. Yeah, and a lot of people, they always ask me, they're like, where do you find inspiration for stand-up? And I'm like, well, you spend a weekend with my family in Morris, Alabama, and that an hour writes itself pretty darn quick.
There you go. Yeah, I think I've heard your comedy described in a way of kind of like real life Southern observation.
Absolutely. Okay. That it's a microcosm of what a Southern family would be.
Perfect. We love the sound of that. This Friday, Danae Hayes performing at The Signal. Tickets are still available. In fact, we're going to give some away coming up in just a little bit. Keep listening. It's Hits.